In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we come across genealogies in Scripture, our eyes tend to glaze over and we're wanting to skip on to the next section because they're not the most interesting parts of Scripture, but they are more interesting if you become familiar with Scripture as a whole, because particularly this genealogy, there are many very interesting people who are mentioned. There are four women, not counting Mary, that are mentioned in the genealogy, and the third one is Ruth. There's a small book in the Old Testament, but an entire book dedicated to telling the story of Ruth and how she fits in this whole picture of the genealogy of Christ. During the days of the judges, there was a famine in the land, and a family from Bethlehem in Judah left their home and decided to go to Moab because there was food there. And this family, the father's name was Elimelech, the mother was Naomi, and they had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. And while they lived in Moab, their two sons married two Moabite women. But as time passed, the husband died, and then not too long after that, both the sons died. And so Naomi was left with only her two Moabite daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. And then she heard that God had ended the famine in Judah, and so she decided to return home. But she said to her daughters-in-law, "Go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, "Surely we will return with thee unto thy people." But Naomi told them, "Look, I don't have anything to offer you. I don't have any more sons to give you as husbands, and I have nothing, so it'd be best for you to just stay here." And so Orpah, still weeping, gave her a kiss, and she left. So Naomi turned to Ruth and said, "Do as your sister has done." And Ruth's response was, "Entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." We often hear this quote associated with the love between a man and a woman, and it's kind of surprising that this would be the love between a daughter-in-law and her mother-in-law, because very often that tends to be one of the more difficult relationships that we have, as those relationships that we have with our in-laws. But she is an example of someone who was totally loyal and loved her mother-in-law and saw that she was in a desperate situation and didn't want to leave her to whatever fate might give her. And so when Naomi saw that she was not going to change her mind, they went ahead and left. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, it says that the whole town was abuzz, and people were asking, "Is this Naomi?" Bethlehem was not a big city, and in small towns, news travels fast, and so everybody was wondering, "Is this Naomi?" And Naomi's response to them was, "Call me not Naomi," Naomi meaning in Hebrew pleasant, "but call me Mara," which means bitter. "For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing that the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Naomi took all that had happened as being a punishment for her sins. And perhaps her family had sinned. The scriptures don't tell us. Perhaps their sin was that they did not have faith to stay in the land that God had promised them despite the famine, and to just pray and to trust that God would provide, but instead it had left and departed into a pagan land. But she came back, and she came back empty, and she was in bitterness. They arrived right at the very beginning of the barley harvest, and to understand this story, there's a couple of Israelite laws that you have to understand. One is that the way that God provided for the poor in Israel was that he told farmers that when they harvested their crops, they were not to pick every last thing in their fields, but they were to leave some for the poor. They were not to harvest the edge of their fields, and they were not to go back again and try to get anything that had fallen, so that the poor and the widow and the strangers could go into the fields, and they could also glean and get some of the harvest to support themselves. There was also another law. If you fell into hard times and you sold your land, or in some cases maybe even were sold into slavery, there was a law that said that after 50 years, which was 7 times 7 years plus the one being the year of Jubilee, that there would be a cancellation of all debts, all slaves would be set free, all property that had been sold would be restored. Because it was God's intention that each family was given an inheritance in the land, and that inheritance was not to depart forever from a family. And so the family of Elimelech sold their property before they went to Moab because they were in such desperate straits. And now Naomi is without any property. But prior to the year of Jubilee, there was one other way that the property could be redeemed. Well, of course, one way would be that they came up with the money, they could buy it back from the person that they sold it to, and that person would be obligated to sell it back to them and not refuse to sell it. But another way that their property could be restored is that they had what was called a kinsman redeemer. A kinsman who had the means and was willing to do so could go and redeem that property for his family. He could also redeem someone who'd been sold into slavery and free that person. But he had to be a near kinsman, he had to have the means to redeem, and he had to be willing to redeem. So the next day, Ruth went out to glean, because that was the only way they could possibly support themselves. And it just happened that she came to the field of Boaz, who was of the family of her deceased father-in-law. And so when Boaz arrived from Bethlehem to see what was going on in his field, he greeted his servants, and he noticed that there was this young lady who he had never seen before, so he asked his servants who this was. And they said, oh, well, this is Ruth, the Moabitess that came back with Naomi, and he'd heard the story. He'd heard all about it, so he knew immediately who it was. And they told him that she had been working, cleaning the fields all day except for a very brief rest. And so Boaz came up to Ruth and said to her, "Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldst take knowledge of me, seeing I am a foreigner?" And Boaz answered and said unto her, "It hath been fully shown unto me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." And then he invited her to come and to eat lunch with his men. And after that, she spent the rest of the day gleaning, but he told his men, "Look, go ahead and let her not just take of what's left after you go over, but let her go ahead and harvest right next to you. And even let drop a few heads of grain behind you so that she can pick them up." So he was basically setting her up to make sure that she got a very full amount of barley before the day was over. And it says that she collected, after she got all the barley, she then beat it with a stick to separate the grain from the chaff. And then it says that she had about 7 gallons worth of grain. So quite a fair amount of food for one day's work. Then when she got back to Naomi, Naomi asked her where she had spent the day. And she told her that she had been gleaning in the field of Boaz. And Naomi said to her, "Blessed be he of the Lord who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And then it says that she said unto her, "This man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen." And Ruth continued day after day throughout the barley harvest in Boaz's field, and he continued to show kindness unto her. And then it said that Naomi, being a mother-in-law and trying to put her daughter-in-law in a better position, said to her, "Look, the barley harvest is over. Boaz is going to be threshing on the threshing floor tonight. And after he's had a chance to eat and to drink and be merry, he will go to sleep there. Go there and keep an eye on where he goes down to sleep. And once he falls asleep, go and lay yourself at his feet and cover yourself with his robe. And when he wakes up, do whatever he tells you to do." And so Ruth did exactly as she was told. And when we hear this, we may be thinking, well, was there something improper in this? A young widow going at nighttime to sleep at the feet of a man that was not yet her husband. But what she was doing was she was claiming him or asking him to be her kinsman redeemer, to redeem the property of her family and also to take her as his wife and to raise up children on behalf of her dead husband. And so there wasn't anything improper in any of this. But Boaz, in the middle of the night, wakes up and he wonders who this is. And so he says, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy robe upon thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." And he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, as much as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich." And the point that he's making there is that she's a young lady, she's probably an attractive woman, and probably could have found some other younger man, Boaz being an older man, but she was doing what she needed to do for her mother-in-law, because she was again trying to find, to have him serve as a kinsman redeemer for the sake of the family, not just for her own benefit. And he said, "Now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city and my people know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, good. Let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning." And in the morning, Boaz told her to take off her shawl and to sort of use it as a bag, and he gave her several measures of barley, because he said, "Don't go home empty to your mother-in-law." And again, remember, when she came back to Bethlehem, she said, I left full and I came away empty. And so already, God is blessing her and reversing that curse that she felt that was upon her and giving her everything that she could need. And then Naomi, when she saw Ruth come back and she told her all that had happened, she said, "Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day." So she, being an older woman and knowing how men are, she figured he's not going to let the day pass before he sets this whole thing in order. So let's just sit back and watch what happens. So then Boaz went up to the gates of the city, because that's where official business in those days was conducted. And he was looking for this kinsman, who the scriptures don't name. It says that he called out, "Ho, such a one," is the way that it is in the King James Version. Probably because this was a relative of the family and they didn't want to cast him or his descendants in any bad light by saying who it was. But anyway, he called out to him and he said, "Turn aside, sit down here." And he turned aside and he sat down, and then he took 10 men so that there would be a quorum of witnesses of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." And they sat down, the 10 men that he invited, and he said unto them, "The kinsman Naomi that has come again out of the country of Moab sold a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise to thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem beside thee, and I am after thee." And he said, "I will redeem it." So he said, "Look, there's this piece of land, you can redeem it." He said, "Sure, I'll do it," because he's thinking, great, I can add another piece of land to my property. That would be wonderful. But then he said, "But in the day that you buy that field from the hand of Naomi, you're also buying it of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, and you'll have the obligation to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance." So now he's looking at having another wife. And the other thing about that is that land would then, if they had children, be inherited by those children. So he said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. The point being there is that if he had sunk all his money into this piece of land and then sunk money into making the property productive and then spent money raising up these children, then the day would come when they would inherit the land and he would have lost all this money and have nothing to show for it. So he said, I'm not going to do it because it may harm my own inheritance. So he said, redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. And it says that, now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe, and Boaz said unto the elders and unto the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I have acquired to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place, ye are witnesses this day. And it says, and all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem, and let thy house be like the house of Pharaoh's, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed of which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it at her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, this is the son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed, for he is the father of Jesse, the father of David. So Naomi, who went out with everything and came back with nothing, was again blessed by God to have a child, a grandson. And all the people were talking about it as being the child of Naomi rather than the child of Ruth. Well, one thing that's interesting about the genealogy here is that really, legally, according to Israelite law, the father of Obed would have actually been Ruth's deceased husband, but in the genealogy we remember the actual biological father because of what a righteous man he was. The kinsman who could not redeem the property or was unwilling to do it, the fathers tell us represents the law, which of itself doesn't have the power to save us. But Boaz represents Christ, who for our sake took on human nature and became our kinsman, and who is both willing and able to redeem us from our sins. And Christ chose to take flesh of the lineage of David, whose great-grandmother was Ruth, the humble Moabitess. Ruth also represents the church of the Gentiles because she was a foreigner by nature, but because of her faith, because of her loyalty, because of her humility, she was accepted not just among the people of Israel, but to this great genealogy of Christ. Saint Ephrem the Syrian says of Ruth, she went gleaning for her love of thee, she gathered straw. Thou didst quickly pay her the reward of her lowliness, and instead of ears of grain, the root of kings, and instead of straw, the sheaf of life didst thou make to spring from her. Amen.